40 Days Pondering Heaven. Day 22. How can we store up treasures in heaven? From Matthew chapter 6 we read, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat and the rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desire of your heart will be also." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Everyone has a gift, something they seem empowered to do well. We need to serve the Lord with those gifts, serving others as He leads. But it's also tempting to take credit for those gifts and their results rather than recognizing the source, Almighty God. 1 Corinthians 3:8 says, "The one who plants and the one who waters works together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work." Unquote. To answer today's question, we store up treasures in heaven by serving the Lord as He has gifted us on this earth during this life. But our service, you see, needs to be done with the attitude of humility and thanksgiving unto the Lord for the gift, the empowerment to use that gift, and the result, all of which are for the glory of God. Everyone, but especially those with more visible gifts such as teaching or singing or music, might serve in church more for their own glory and for the acknowledgement of others than the glory of God. So, how do we ensure that our attitudes are right? I suggest starting by confessing any wrong attitudes that may have cropped up, giving thanks regularly to the Lord for the spiritual gift He has given you, and ask His help in serving the Lord with your gift, both enthusiastically and humbly. I want to give a caution here. We are also warned in 2 John 1:8 to avoid following false teachers, or we risk losing all rewards in heaven. My prayer: Lord, help me examine my heart to ensure that I'm serving You with pure motives that are pleasing in Your sight. Thank You. Amen. Bonus information: something we won't need in heaven, the military.